Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the C3 SYD podcast. I'm your host, Jackson, and today we're joined by none other than the Pastor Alex Lee. So good to have you here.
Hello. It's lovely to be here.
So guys, we are in the Here Comes the Sun series at the moment, which is really festive, about Christmas, not the Beatles song. So let's jump on in.
We love the Beatles. Yeah, so Christmas.
Yes. So here we are. Christmas is upon us, a couple of weeks away. And in this series, we've been unpacking the journey towards Christmas Day. And this morning, today, we're going to be talking about Mary.
The context of Christmas, because Christmas looks really neat.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, everything's Christmas very trees, neat. Presents and everything like that.
It's pretty, it's neat.
Yeah.
But the context of Christmas is not neat. Even the birth of Jesus, it's not neat. It wasn't in the royal
hospital anywhere.
Not at all. It's in an inn. There wasn't enough room.
Yeah.
In the inn, so they have to do it in a barn.
Yeah, gosh.
He's born in a manger with animals.
Yeah.
A complete mess. Not how this story should go.
No.
If God is coming to earth.
Yeah.
In the form of a baby, you would think it's going to be this big reveal, this big, you know,
public
kingly
announcement.
Public announcement. And instead, he kind of snuck into the world, very unannounced, very in a unlikely kind of way.
Yeah.
And it was not very neat.
And in the middle, it's just interrupted to a family to be's life.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably one of the biggest learning points from what we can see that happened to Mary was just her life was completely interrupted. She was on track to get married, you know, go about Jewish custom, settle down, have her own family.
And then there's also like even think of the pressure. This is a young woman. Think of the pressure of I'm going to be raising God.
Yeah. Yes.
Like that's a lot of pressure.
That's a little bit more than just, hey, here's a baby. It's here is God,
the Son of God, and so to like we said, to wrap your head around that is massive. It's crazy. Christmas is crazy.
Yes,
Christmas is insane.
Gosh,
it's not just a nice, neat, pretty season. It's actually a testament to the miraculous power of God.
Yeah,
and how unbelievable! You can't get your head around it.
No.
It's unbelievable,
especially. It frames it well for us to understand that, like, our lives don't have to be in order.
Yeah.
Like, Mary's was turned upside down.
Yes.
Completely.
I think the misperception a lot of people have is that you need to get your life right and then bring God into it.
Yeah.
But that is false.
Yeah.
You don't get your life right and then bring God into your life. You bring God into your life, and then he starts to make your life right.
Right, yeah.
And so you bring God into your addiction. You don't – there's some people that are addicted to pornography, people that are addicted to drugs, addicted to alcohol, addicted to all sorts of things to get a sense of escape and freedom.
Yeah.
And the message of Christmas is you don't – you don't get your addiction solved and then bring God into your life.
Yeah.
You bring God into your life in the midst of your addiction.
Yeah.
You bring God into it.
Yeah.
And you allow God to work in your life in the midst of whatever state your life is in. And that's one of the false preconceptions people can have.
Yeah.
Is that I've got to get my life right, then bring God into it.
Yeah.
When you've got God in your life, you do good things, but that's because you've got God in your life, not because you're trying to get to God.
Yes.
And that's really, really important.
Yeah.
That it is not works, because if it's works, then it's based on you.
Yes.
The gospel is not based on you. The gospel is not self-help.
Yeah.
The gospel is not a motivational club.
Yeah.
It's not 7 points in a poem on how to improve your life.
Yeah.
This is not what Christianity is.
Yeah.
We are all broken. And we've talked about this before. You're amazing, but you suck a bit. And
we all do.
And so you trying to get your life right, get to God, is false. That's not the gospel.
It's actually impossible, right?
That's right.
You can't get completely right without God, because you're always going to be missing the mark somewhere.
Exactly.
And I think it kind of helps us then be able to see, well, we can't. There is an opportunity for us to get right.
There's hope.
Yeah.
Every other faith, every other faith says or speaks of a man that became divine.
Yeah.
Every other faith. You research it, you look it up, you'll find every other faith talks about a person becoming divine. Mm. Christianity is the only faith where God becomes man.
Yeah.
And that's what Christmas is. Yeah. It's the incarnation.
Yeah.
Christmas is when God became man, 100% man, 100% God.
Yeah.
And so it's about what he did.
Yeah.
It's actually not about what we have done. It's about what he did. So Christmas is about welcoming God into your life.
Yeah.
Mary said, "I am the Lord's servant." So the angel says, "Hey, you're gonna have Jesus.
Like a baby, and it's gonna be God incarnate."
Her response is, "I'm the Lord's servant." In other words, I'm available. Yeah. Here I am, as I am, in this moment, here I am.
Yeah.
I'm the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled.
Wow.
So all that that is required to bring God into your life is a heart that says, "Here I am."
Mm.
And then belief in the word of God.
Yeah.
That Jesus is who he says he is.
Yeah.
That Jesus is the Son of God.
And that God can do the work in you.
That's right.
Not you do it before you get to God.
That's right. Yeah. He does the work. Jesus is the Savior.
Yeah.
And if you're saving yourself, you don't have God. You don't need God.
Yeah.
But you're going to find that your ability to be God in your own life is going to come up short every time.
Yeah.
And that's why we need saving. That's why we need Jesus. That's why we need a God that became man, not a man that became God.
Yeah.
That's not going to help you.
Someone that can meet us in the middle of our mess, in the middle of where we're at, in whether it's in addiction or even if our life feels like it's running pretty trim, God can meet us right in the middle.
He can.
Yeah.
And so I'd say Mary teaches us that availability, you know, I've heard American guys say, you know, God's not looking for your ability. He's looking for your availability.
Yeah.
And it's hallelujah. Cheesy and true.
Yeah, yeah.
It is true.
That's a great way to frame
God,
it.
God is looking for your availability.
Yeah.
So if you're a single mum coming into Christmas, and you're just looking at, you know, Christmas is a full-on time.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a family where there's divorce
and
Christmas is complicated.
Oh, yeah.
It's not neat.
Yeah.
It's not pretty.
Yeah.
It's not tidy. There's going to be awkward conversations.
Yeah.
If you've got challenges with your siblings, if there's water under the bridge and Christmas is the moment where you've got to come and face all this undiscussed, problems and
topics,
issues and relational tension. If you're facing that, Christmas, actually the message of Christmas is wherever you are, whatever situation you're in, if you will make your life available to God, he will fill your life. He will come into you. He will come and fill your life with Christ. And that is the hope of glory.
Yes. Wow.
Scripture says, Christ in us, the hope of glory.
Yeah.
It doesn't say you in you. It doesn't say me in me is the hope of glory. It's Christ in me. So the key to transformation and the key to what God wants to do in our lives is purely getting God in our lives.
Yeah.
It's not even about trying to not sin. It's not even about, oh, yeah, I need to not do these things.
Mm.
It's actually less about what you're not going to do.
Mm.
It's more about what you are going to do, what you are going to focus on. I'm trying not to sin. No, the focus is through Christ, I'm the righteousness of God.
Wow.
I'm made right.
Made right.
So it's what It is what we focus on. It's making our lives available to God. It's letting Him in.
Yeah.
And if you do that, He'll start to make your life right.
Yeah. Yeah, that making yourself available reminds me of a time in my life where I, you know, went through a bit of a chaotic time. My mum had had a stroke and our whole family world just fell apart. And my way of dealing with it, my way of coping with it was just to go out and party and kind of try and find sense in the mess and in the chaos. And it just, you know, it worked initially, but it over a longer period of time, I just found that it was just perpetuating the chaos in my life. And I guess it led me to a point where I was like, God, I'm available. There is nothing here that I've found. And when I made myself available, I think that's the first step that I made to having God in my life and Him to just change everything.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a situation where we had a miscarriage last year.
Mm.
And, you know, many people have walked through that journey.
Yeah.
And it's a very, it's just so hopeless, the feeling, you know, it's such a terrible, terrible day and sense of loss and grief.
Yeah.
And, you know, what do you do in that situation? For us, we were just obviously devastated.
Oh.
And it was early on for us. So, you know, people walk through far worse situations.
Yeah, yeah.
That is so hard.
Your whole world's upside down.
It just turned upside down.
Yeah.
And you're just out of any equilibrium or sense of, what's true, what's north, what's... So to navigate that is very, very difficult.
Mm.
And for us, all we could do, because you actually can't do a lot.
No.
You feel so helpless.
Yeah.
So out of control. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
Well, for us, turning to Christ, which sounds good in, you know, it sounds good to say, but to actually do that, when you're feeling almost angry at God, that was very, very important for us. So we turned to God and just looked to Him. What did that mean? It meant, you know, read our Bible. We prayed about it.
Yeah.
We had what we call communion.
Yeah.
We just sought God. Mm. And somehow, I don't even know how. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
But somehow we had this incredible, overwhelming sense of peace in what is a horrible thing.
Yeah.
And it didn't make any sense, but we just had peace.
Yeah.
And God spoke to us in the middle of it.
Mm.
And we came through it with great hope that little baby is with Jesus.
Yeah.
And we were able to walk through that, some very dark days.
Yeah.
With peace in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And that's what it's like.
Yeah. Yeah.
To have God in your life.
Yeah. To carry into your world peace when you need it, hope when you need it.
Mm.
And
that it's not, you can't get it from the world. It's not peace that comes from the world.
No, you can't.
I love this phrase. It's peace that the world can't give you.
Mm.
And it's peace that the world can't take away.
Yeah.
That's the peace of God.
Yeah. Yeah. No drug, no alcohol, no anything can fulfill that depth in you. And just by making yourself, you know, available.
Looking to God.
Yeah.
Mm.
Wow, that's incredibly powerful, man. Thank you for sharing. Guys, if that's resonated with you in any kind of way, or, you know, this story of Mary, we would love to unpack this a little further in our series, Here Comes the Sun. So head to c3syd.church to find a location near you, and we'd love to see you there.